Landslides in Pakistan bring a new challenge to outreach. A Christian film festival addresses social issues in Russia, and an Indian reservation receives Jesus. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Pakistan tops the news today. As if a hard winter wasn't bad news enough for the quake survivors, International Aid's Miles Fish says landslides are now an hourly event.
What's important to remember is that this area not only had a large earthquake, but they've had dozens of aftershocks, and that has loosened up all the soil. And then you put all of the extra rain and the snow and so forth on top of that loosened soil, and it's a perfect condition for landslides.
Fish was in Pakistan to inspect their medical clinics. Fish says the landslides exacerbate an already desperate need. However, there's a great opportunity, too.
For us to have the kind of relationship that we do that's going to be sustained now for an extended period of time means that we're going to be able to build the kind of relationships that are necessary so that ultimately we'll be able to explain why we're there, who we are in Christ, what the difference is between our faith and their faith. And we're really praying expectantly that God's going to use that in a way to expand his kingdom.
Next, HIV/AIDS and drug and alcohol abuse are just a few of the social issues that concern Russians today. That may be why they're responding so positively to an idea to hold a 9-day moral values film festival addressing those issues. Speaking from Russia, Russian Ministry Sergei Rahuba says they're the main sponsor of this first ever event.
I was surprised to see some top officials at the press conference supporting this idea, offering resources to help in organizing this.
Rahuba says they have the support of the national press, high-ranking government officials, and the evangelical church, which is important because
after those movies, discussions will be offered, you know, to cover all the subjects. And definitely, you know, the gospel will be the main subject of all of this festival.
The festival begins March 31st. You're listening to Mission Network News. Millions of children live in poverty around the world. The situation is bleak and it's not getting any better. That's why more than 260 Christian organizations are joining the MICA Challenge. Compassion International's David Dahleen says it's a collective effort to fight global poverty. He explains why it's needed.
The church in the West, in the affluent part of the world, really lost its way in terms of understanding its responsibility for the poor. I think especially in the United States, we somehow got the idea that that was the government's problem. And so the government and on the world stage, maybe the UN was supposed to solve this. And so Christians were absolved from responsibility.
Dahleen is praying for a major Christian response. He says as believers help groups like Compassion, it does more than assist physically.
All of Compassion's programs are done through local Christian churches, evangelical churches. And it's not just about handouts. It's not just about schooling. It's also about clearly communicating the gospel.
Go to missionnetworknews.org if you'd like to help. Next, one of Sat7's original goals was to air indigenous television programs with the hope of Christ for the three largest language groups of the greater Middle East, Arabic, Farsi, and Turkish. Now, Sat7 is partnering with Turk7, a new media outreach to the Turkish. However, the cost for keeping the ministry on the air is high. 1 week of airtime is $2,400. While they desperately need additional funding, the channel looks forward to expanding in the future. And the Jesus Film Project reports that a church group in New Mexico is reaching out to members of the Zuni people. The Zunis are associated with the Pueblo Indians of the Southwest United States. Church members mailed out more than 1,500 DVDs, one to each Zuni home on the reservation. Response has been positive. In fact, many people ask for copies to give to relatives who don't live on the reservation. The Zuni version of the Jesus film is one of six completed Native American translations of the film. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is making available Purpose-Driven Ministries' Ministry Toolbox, a weekly newsletter that helps church leaders guide congregations into better health in worship, fellowship, discipleship, ministry, and evangelism. It's free. Sign up by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.